Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
While walking down a memory lane, a path so long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply: "You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me.
It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name.
Given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, thank God I now can say,
it's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name.
Been focusing on the subject, the sin of anger, and we've been focusing on Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 26. The Bible says this, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." And we've been talking about that this week, and we talked about how that there's acceptable anger. You know, Christ, when he was in the temple, he got angry, and he drove those people out of the temple because they were trying to do business in the house of God. And so he was angry. He was upset about that. We talked about Moses and God and how that they were angry when they saw the children of Israel turning to idols, and they were worshiping a statue, or they were worshiping an idol. And so that what was acceptable anger. It ought to anger us. Amen. It ought to anger us when we find sin in our life. We should hate sin. Amen. Just like God hates sin, we should hate sin in our lives. And then we talked about Naaman and how that Naaman got mad. He was a leper, and then God sent him to the man of God, and he went there and he was given instruction, and we talked about how that Naaman was told to go and dip 7 times in the River Jordan, how that he didn't want to do that. He would choose any other river in the world except for the Jordan River. And so he finally went and followed the command of the Lord, and he did exactly what the man of God said to do, and he was made clean. Sometimes in our lives, friend, we'll do anything and everything but follow the will and the ways and the word of God, and we need to do that. Amen. And then we're going to talk about today the anger that involves relationships. And so we're going to pick up kind of where we left off yesterday. But I hope this has been a blessing to you as we preach on this subject, the sin of anger. We are once again looking at the specific sins mentioned in Ephesians chapter number 4. This will be part 4 of the message.
I asked Eddie Youngblood this morning. I asked him this question. I said, have y'all ever been somebody spit in your face? Eddie Youngblood said, yes. I said, how do you respond to that? He said, oh. Eddie Youngblood said, preacher, I had that uniform on, police officer. He said, I had to take it. I said, why did you have to take it? He said, because I was representing. He said, I was representing the county. He said, with that suit on, he said, I was the representative for Henderson County. He said, they could do anything they want. But he said, I can't respond illy to them because I'm a representative. I said, hold on a minute. Without the uniform on, how would you respond? I want to remind you this morning that while I don't hold a uniform and a badge, right, and a belt that's got a gun on it, can I tell you this morning, I am a representative. In fact, I'm an ambassador, yes, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I'm to respond anyway as a Christian, as a child of God, it ought to be with the utmost respect. I ought to demonstrate Christ in my biggest times of temptation than I ever have. Can I say this? Are we men promoting anger as Christian people? Or are we showing people love? Now, I just listed a whole bunch of sins. Brother Austin, I just listed a whole bunch of sins this morning. I was going through homosexuality, praying, and we can do that. But I want to remind you this. I hate the sin, and I love that individual. I don't agree with them. Amen. I'm not gonna agree with them, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to be angry against them either. Amen. Them same people, listen to me, them same people, they speak ill of us because of the way we treat them sometimes. But I'm going to tell you something. They got a heart, they got a soul that needs to be saved. And we better not lose our love. We better not lose our man respect for the word of God, to know, hey, listen, I was just as bad when God saved me. Thank God for his tender mercy. And I want you to think about this for just a moment. Brother Ken, me and him was talking a little bit this morning. I was asking about, have you ever been angry? There ever been a time you guys maybe got an argument? Don't lie, you're in church. She said, yeah, preacher, yep. Oh, yeah. She's like, don't give place to the devil. Amen. I promise you, the Billings is just as bad, brother. Suppose Brother Trevor, man, Miss McKenna gets in a fight. And they go through church, and they make it through one service, and the next service, and the next service. And a month has passed. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Also, I'm about to help you right here. You better listen up, turn your ears on, and listen to these statements right here. is the capability of every lady in the building. God has given them an instinct to remember. Everything. And when the time is right, out of the filing cabinet comes the dispute that never was dealt with. That's why God said, don't give place to the devil. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Instead of filing it, God wants you to deal with it. God wants you to man take care of it. God wants you to come back together and not give place to the devil and discard it. It's done. It's over. It's final. It's finished. And ladies, y'all just need to do like that Frozen girl said. And let it go. Let it go. Don't let it come back anymore. Amen. Right? They're playing this morning. As you stand on your feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. Can I tell you this morning, you have a need. Ask God to help you with the areas of anger in your life. It's a real thing. Neither give place to the devil. They're coming. Come on. Step out. Be a man and say, I'm not giving place to the devil this morning. God, help me to stand there. Help me to protect my home. Ladies, ain't nobody getting my man. Ain't nobody getting my youngins. And deal with that thing of anger. This morning I never dealt with it, but you know what Satan does? In the time of death, Satan will come to you and say it's God's fault. God didn't create death. Death is a byproduct of sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so the devil will get you angry with God, and before you know it, your relationship's hindered between you and the Lord. I'm going to tell you this morning, ask God to forgive you. If there's relationships outside of this building that needs to be mended, I want to ask you to mend the fence. I want to ask you to come together. I'm going to ask you, man, I challenge you to call your friend, call your neighbor, call your parents, say, hey, I love you. I want to make things right. Neither give place to the devil. Father, we come to the very throne of grace this morning. So thankful for those that responded to the preaching today. And I ask you, Lord God, to seal in their hearts that desire, that burden that they have, Lord God, not to be angry. God, while we look at Calvary's Hill, we see every reason why that a person would be angry. But God, we see at Calvary's Hill every reason why that we ought to live like you. The first words from the cross, you said this, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The sinless Savior, Lord God, you're dying on the cross, showing to us how we should treat other people. You told us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. God, help us to do that today. Help us to mend relationships that's been broken. We do love you. I thank you today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.